This is one of the biggest institutional crypto plays that no one is talking about.
Everybody is talking about BlackRock and Coinbase and how they're bringing DeFi to the masses, but nobody is talking about this one undervalued company.
Welcome to the BeanPod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is presented by BlockBet.
BlockBet offers the best combination of crypto gambling and sports betting, significant bonuses, and has global media branding awareness via their official partnership with the UFC.
Here's how to join BlockBet while receiving the maximum bonus and rewards.
Using our exclusive Beanstalk promo code, you can sign up now and receive a 200% deposit match bonus of up to $500 and 50 free spins on Gates of Olympus.
And if you deposit 50 block or more, you will receive 50 additional free spins on Sweet Bonanza.
We've been making a ton of money using BlockBet, and now you can too.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the BeanPod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be talking about a slept-on company that is operating within the crypto space that is bridging DeFi from institutions to the masses.
This is where the money is going to be made. It is who is smart enough and who has first mover advantage to actually capitalize on the world of DeFi. You know, we look at all these different DeFi protocols, the lending, the liquidity, leveraging different assets to generate more yield and more money. So there's only a few companies out there right now that you can rifle off, and that's, you know, getting involved with Bitcoin, the ETFs, BlackRock's ETFs, ARK, all these other ones, right? Then there's Coinbase if you want to take advantage of maybe the major centralized exchange that everybody's going to be utilizing to trade altcoins. Mm-hmm. Then you have Riot and Mara and a few of the other Bitcoin mining companies. But then there's this one company that is extremely undervalued, but it's also one of the world's first to do a lot of different things. And I think we really need to highlight five key revenue generators, five key important updates that have just occurred and people need to know about.
Yeah, so if you've been following the show for the last little bit, you might have noticed that we started talking about a stock that operates in the crypto industry, which is called DeFi Technologies. It trades on the OTC markets. The ticker is DEFTF. We talked about this stock only a few weeks ago, maybe within the last month, and already since then, they continue to build, they continue to bring out new products, they continue to launch new partnerships, all kinds of interesting things. So that's why we figured we needed to do this big update today. So what DeFi Technologies does and is doing is basically offering DeFi platforms and DeFi products to institutions via these like ETPs on the stock market. So they're making, you know, DeFi can be really complicated, right? For your average user, maybe you're not even allowed to get access to it from your bank or regulations. But there's a lot of interesting yield-generating products that are out there in DeFi, whether it's via Bitcoin ETFs or staking Bitcoin or staking Ethereum, or even now starting with interesting altcoins, maybe like Hedera Hashgraph or Near Protocol, right? All these interesting opportunities. But your average person just doesn't know how to do it. But what DeFi Technologies is doing is they're starting to offer, like bundle up these packages. They're called ETPs, and they're able to offer these to institutional clients. And they're a publicly traded company, so people can get access and get exposure to this company via the stock market.
There's a lot of money in TradeFi, and they just don't necessarily have the technical capabilities of getting involved in DeFi and what they offer. So this is through, we actually started talking about this company through when we identified CoreDAO and understanding what CoreDAO is building and what they're doing. And CoreDAO is heavily slept on, in my opinion.
For sure.
They are providing yield to Bitcoin, $1 trillion, which will soon eventually be a $10 trillion asset, et cetera. And it's one of the few projects out there. So this is the world's first yield-bearing ETF brought to you by DeFi Technologies. It is a subsidiary, Valour, which brings the yield to Bitcoin through its collaboration with CoreDAO. And it's offering 5.65% yield on your Bitcoin. Remember, this is a $1 trillion asset. There's no other way to generate yield on your Bitcoin right now. This is one of the very few products that is being offered to the institutions.
Yep,
it's sure. huge.
100%. One of the biggest updates that really resonates with me, it's just a very simple way of showcasing how DeFi technologies is changing the game for investors is, say we wanted to, you know, people that don't know anything about crypto and we're like, oh, you know, like we really like Hedera Hashgraph or we really like Near Protocol. Well, if you talk to someone that's not in the crypto, like to try to get them to buy those coins, they're just going to have no idea, right? But DeFi Technologies has just launched an ETP for HBAR and an ETP for Near Protocol. Now, obviously, you know, we like those two coins. But what this shows is that DeFi Technologies is going to continue to launch these ETPs, which basically gives simplified access to all these altcoins. So if a lot of people don't know how to buy these altcoins, to get exposure to HBAR or Near Protocol or Bitcoin or Ethereum, they can, and this is not financial advice, but they could in theory just buy the DeFi technology stock because DeFi Technologies is building these ETPs and it's all built in with their revenue generating business model, all offered through their stock. So if you want to own a part of the company that's doing this, it's DeFi Technologies.
Yeah, so we got the world's first yield bearing ETF. We have the world's first Hedera ETP and the Near ETP. Mm-hmm. We also have the acquisition of Stillman Digital. So this DeFi Technologies has signed a letter of intent to acquire Stillman Digital. This is very important because this is going to generate a lot of revenue for DeFi Technologies in the near future. So Stillman Digital is a leading OTC and digital asset liquidity provider with over $15 billion US,
right,
in trade volume since 2021. They just did $4 billion of that occurring in the first quarter of this year alone.
Right.
So that's massive. So this company provides products and services, OTC, on and off ramps for traditional finance. This is going to be a massive acquisition for DeFi Technologies.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like DeFi Technologies, just as a business, the reason why it's, in our opinion, not financial advice, undervalued, is that people just don't understand the business. Like there's so many moving parts. They've got so many different revenue generating parts of the business. And it is quite technical and complicated, you know, with words like ETFs and ETPs and yield generating, all this kind of stuff. But when you look at like the balance sheet, I think the firm is valued at $75 million right now, but the market cap is only about 5 or 6 times that. And when you look at tech companies, specifically in crypto, which is in the middle of a bull run, you can see valuation multiples of 10, 20, 30, 50x, right? So when you just look at what the base book value of DeFi Technologies is, and then the market cap of the current stock, that is potentially extremely undervalued.
Absolutely. And look at what MicroStrategy is doing. Look at what the US is doing, like what Donald Trump has been talking about, you know, getting the US dollar backed by, you know, having that treasury stacked in Bitcoin. This is one of the only companies out there that is adopting Bitcoin as its primary treasury reserve asset. So they're also purchasing 110 Bitcoins and initiating this strategy, reflecting the confidence in Bitcoin's protection. Mm. So they're going to have 110 Bitcoins on their balance sheet as well. So I think this is really revolutionary. And this is also very smart and strategic thinking moving forward.
Yep. And then going back on what I was just talking about, how the company is potentially undervalued, and like DeFi Technologies, they know this, right? So they know that the current price of the share does not reflect the actual opportunity of the business, and they're putting their money where their mouth is. They're actually doing a share buyback program. And what that means for publicly traded companies when they're buying back their own shares is typically, this is a very bullish sign. It's a company buying more of themselves at the open market price, which they think is significantly undervalued, because they know when they go through their roadmaps and their catalysts and this crypto bull run rages on, that their shares will be much more valuable in the future, and then they can just sell those shares back onto the open market. So when you see a company like this that has a massive catalyst, massive roadmap of interesting things, when they're doing share buybacks, take note, because this is potentially very bullish.
Yeah, when a company has a current cash balance of around $70 million and they're using that money to buy more of their shares, that tells you something, right? You know, Bitcoin, it's a major asset class now. It's a finite asset, and DeFi Technologies is taking advantage of what Bitcoin has to offer, what DeFi protocols have to offer, and they're providing that exposure to institutional investors, accredited investors, anybody with a brokerage account, to take part in DeFi without having to know all the nitty-gritty complex ways of accessing it. So it's great.
100%. Look, there's not a lot of great looking crypto stocks. You know, there's Coinbase, There's Marathon, there's Riot, there's very few.
Very few.
But when you look at the OTC market, I think DeFi Technologies, DEFTF, is one of the best looking OTC crypto, one of the most undervalued crypto stocks there is. And that's why we have chosen to partner with them to bring you this sponsored episode today. We've partnered with them in the past. I think we're going to continue bringing updates on this company because we honestly believe in it. Like, this is a good looking crypto company. They're changing the game, building a bridge between traditional finance and DeFi, offering it to the masses in a very simple way. I think when you see tons of liquidity continue to pour into Bitcoin and crypto, companies like DeFi Technologies are going to be big winners. So stay tuned for more updates on this company.
Absolutely, guys. Make sure you tune into the next episode.
Ooh, that one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.